Democratic vote amongst the three of us, so my vote represents the vote of the three student trustees, which is tradition, and just me personally citing a concern, as we had discussed yesterday, for financial aid, and specifically the gap. We know every year, you know, it goes up a percentage proportional to the tuition increase, but the gap between how much the financial aid is and how much the tuition is, I think it's too wide. Not to mention on the dashboard, specifically at UIUC, there's an upward trend, and I believe we're above the 75th percentile in tuition. So just citing a couple reasons, I'm going to have to vote no.
Any other discussion? Okay.
Mr. Chair, so item six, I will be voting no. That pertains to the appointment of the head coach at Urbana. I have a statement that I could read at this time if you desire.
Yeah, sure. I think that would be helpful to understand that reason.
Okay. My concerns are twofold. One is process, the other substance. From a process standpoint, if we look at the attendant urgency of any newly named Division I head coach to fill out his staff at the end of the football season, which is very much a game of musical chairs on a national scale, I think as a board, if we're going to have a meaningful review, we have to adjust our review process so that we're not voting on the proposed contract a month after the coach is named and has hired his entire staff. From a substantive standpoint, I'm not satisfied that the proper emphasis and priority was placed on pursuing an African-American candidate, and it's becoming abundantly clear to me that unless and until hiring an African-American football coach becomes a top express priority of the board, the chances of it just happening one day are slim. It's a sad irony that as the University of Illinois strives to maintain and build upon her reputation as a leading public university, and if diversity is indeed a component of such status, that Urbana-Champaign has never in her history had an African-American head football coach or head basketball coach, for that matter. Among Big Ten schools, this dubious distinction is shared only with Purdue and Nebraska. In a day where African-American student athletes predominate these two sports and where African-Americans have made significant gains in the assistant coaching ranks and to a lesser extent in the head coaching ranks of Division I football, I would hope that as a university, we'd find this shutout unacceptable. I acknowledge, as reported in the press, the two African-American candidates were interviewed. One received an offer which was rejected, the other did not. While the mere act of interviewing a diverse slate of candidates may satisfy some that we've done enough in this area, I submit that until we make history by hiring the first African-American head football coach at Urbana-Champaign, we have not. And until we do that, the sincerity of the interviewing process, rightly or wrongly, can be called into question. What this means is that we have to increase our efforts. Making an opening offer for a hot African-American coaching prospect is not enough. We have to aggressively recruit such a person and pay what the market requires, just as happens all the time in corporate America, major college sports, and indeed in other areas of higher education. As a board, we have acquiesced in this notion in our own hiring oversight. So that I'm not misunderstood, I acknowledge there are times when one single prospect is so head and shoulders above the rest of the pack in every respect, the name Nick Saban comes to mind, that the diversity goal is properly deferred. Quite frankly, and with all due respect to the presumptive selection, that is not the case here. Therefore, in my mind at least, this was a missed opportunity. So what will it take? I think nothing less than a determination by this board, which is communicated to the university. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I endorse the remarks of Trustee Oliver, and I would just add that I probably have a longer history with this great university than anybody sitting in this room, and I go back to the day when there was a coach by the name of Harry